have a question for you. Which one came first? Music or language? Any idea? And what does it say about the little situation we're in right now, as humans? My name is Camille, you're listening to Cosmic Dynamics. 5 minutes of exploration on art, change, and the music of the universe. Most experts agree. Music came first. Language came after. Artistry, creativity, and music were a part of our ancestors' lives as the modern human brain was developing. Researchers recently found a 40,000-year-old bone flute in Germany, an evidence for an early musical tradition that likely helped modern humans communicate and form tighter social bonds, the researchers argue. It may even have been one of the cultural accomplishments that gave the Homo sapiens settlers an advantage over their now extinct cousins, the Neanderthals. Can music highlight our commonalities and solve what speech can't? We are preparing an experiment on the subject matter. And of course, you are invited. I will tell you more about it in tomorrow's episode, Cosmic Dynamics 31. In the meantime, let's get in the mood. Listening to right now is a track from a French jazz trio called Zelia. You might remember we talked to them earlier this year in a cosmic workshop. The album is called Logos, and it's particularly appropriate as the art piece of the day. Their music builds on a poetic improvised language and ambitious modes of rhythmic interaction, using both acoustic and electronic textures and sounds. So I'm going to play one full track now. It's a very sophisticated language that they put forward, which I think is quite meaningful at a moment of human history where our relation to words and language has become so cynical. Enjoy this moment of Logos. Thank you.
continue.